This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it is the Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and the big mystery continues. If you go to the Sandy Beach Facebook page, you'll see there's a photo of a person. And as I'm looking at that person now, that person is sitting behind my microphone with my window to the person's back. The person has a big shaggy beard, big thick eyebrows, and very muscular. And people think that it's me. It's not me. It's Susan Rose. I just had to say it. You know, all these years, Susan Rose has been getting off easy because everybody likes her. She's very attractive. She has wonderful children. She's the ideal. So she's the person we look up to. But this is what Susan Rose looks like after only a couple of weeks in. I think she should get one of those electric shavers for women.
Yes, a beard trimmer.
Look at that beard she's got.
Big and thick.
I bet she could take on any woman in the complex. Actually, it is not me. People think it's me. Tony, do you know who it is?
Oh, I can't figure it out. This is definitely a mystery.
I think it's T. Caligiuri.
Yeah.
I think it's you, Tony.
It's me. I took that selfie yesterday. Tim brought in some masks for us to use, and I thought it'd be pretty funny to try to get the mask over my headphones. That's where the joke was, and said, I'm practicing safe talk.
Oh, that's cool. That's cute, and it was cute. I do think, as many of the comments are on the page, that for safety's sake and for health's sake, you got to shave off the beard because otherwise the mask doesn't really work that well.
Yeah, that's correct. And again, I'm being held prisoner from Samantha, who will not let me shave it.
Yeah, your daughter.
Yeah, so I'd rather take my chances than having to fight
Boy,
her.
Boy, are you henpecked. You're henpecked by a child. I can't imagine. Big bad Tony.
She rules the roost, I guess.
I know. Got a lot to talk about today. Last night I obviously fell asleep in the chair watching whatever I was watching and knocked over everything that was on the tray next to the chair. And didn't wake me up. I've been sleeping well. How about you guys?
Last night I didn't sleep too well for some reason. I was tossing and turning. And again, I have no idea why.
Tossing and turning. I couldn't sleep at all
last night.
Yeah, great oldie. Here's what we're going to talk about today. I borrowed the title from our sister station, 98.5, okay? Can we kiss the summer goodbye? Is that clever?
That's very good.
Am I a Hall of Famer for a reason?
Multiple Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Can we kiss the summer goodbye? Because many people are talking about, gee, when can I do this or when can I do that? And they're not really thinking about the big picture. When if you let's see, I just have to punch this up. It's on my computer. Come on. There we go. Okay. Universities all over the country are now considering canceling in-person classes until 2021. Among them is Boston University, which has already pulled the plug on all in-person summer classes and activities. Beyond that, the school's coronavirus recovery plan allows for administrators to cancel the fall semester as well. The recovery plan recognizes that if in the unlikely event that public health officials deem it unsafe to attend large gatherings in the fall of 2020, then the university's plan envisions the need to consider a later in-person return, perhaps in January of 21. Harvard is also considering the extended break from in-person classes, according to the president of the university. He says administrators are considering lots of different scenarios because he feels there will still be a tremendous amount of uncertainty about where the virus is still a threat. So you've got BU, Boston University, a very well-known and well-admired school, postponing anything live until at least 2021. And you've got Harvard, certainly one of the premier colleges that we have, considering doing basically the same thing. So when I'm asking, can we kiss the summer hello, I'm thinking, what do we know? We know that a lot of the music events are going kaput. We do know that. There aren't many that are still going on. A lot of the festivals are already kaput. We don't know there either. And so concerts, festivals, sporting events. This is going to kick baseball right in the teeth. Already has started it. And they play until when? September, October? Well, when they usually have playoffs in the World Series.
The World Series usually by Halloween.
Yeah, the end of October. Last year, it was the first time it dipped into November.
So if they lower the hammer on baseball, that goes right until almost the end of fall. The NFL usually starts around Labor Day, and so far we have not heard that. That will be the big gorilla. That'll be the 800-pound gorilla. Let's take a break, and we will return with Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, in the studio, everything is precisely there. It's exactly, I know where it is. I could do it with my eyes closed. Here, it's in among other strange things. A huge screen is over there. The light is upside down there, but it's very comfortable, and we're enjoying being on the air with you. So we're asking a couple of questions. The first one is, can we kiss the summer goodbye? Yeah, I think we can, basically, with some university, like Boston University, not having any in-person classes until at least 2021, which is next January. So that'll definitely cover that. You also have Harvard considering doing it, and a lot of other schools, too. Plus, we already knew that events that require seating for many thousands of people all kind of gone. All of the concerts gone in the summer. I'm sure most of the festivals are gone in the summer. A lot of the things we usually do, I don't know how fast they'll be to open the beaches. One would assume they'd be cautious about that. See, I think they're going to be cautious about a lot of things because the people whispering in the ears of our leaders, our president, our governor, our county executive, are usually medical people, and the medical people will always be conservative. And there's nothing wrong with that, just so you know it. So I think that basically they'll open up a little bit at a time. I know that that's starting to happen right now in Europe. It is starting to happen in Europe. In fact, I'll give you some examples of what they're doing now. Let's see. On Tuesday, Italy, which is one of the important countries when it first started, Some bookshops are opening, along with children's clothing stores. Spain allowed workers to return to factories and construction sites. Despite 500, Austria allowed thousands of hardware and home improvement stores to open, so long as customers are wearing masks. In Denmark, elementary school teachers readied classrooms so on Wednesday they can go back to school. While in the Czech Republic, the public in the Czech Republic are very antsy, so they relish the opening of sports centers and some shops. So that's what we've seen so far. Most of those things are fairly limited people as far as audience or customers are concerned, and so that's why they're doing that. And I assume that's what they would do here. The less people that you normally would have milling around at your store, the better chance you have of reopening. If you have doorbuster type sales, where you open the door and thousands of people just rush in, I think it would be longer. But I think basically in our minds, we always like to have a goal. And I think that if you have a goal that says that everything's going to be back to normal before the end of the year, I think you're going to lose. My thought is the goal should be set for the first of 2021. Now, what do you two guys think? Let's go with Tony first. Tony, what do you think?
I think we're going to open up sooner than that. We have to get the economy going. A lot of things that I'm reading is saying that we should be more like Sweden in the way that they're handling the coronavirus.
Remember, Sweden is a lot smaller than we are.
Yes, yeah, and absolutely.
So, and so the parameters would be different.
Protect those who are more vulnerable and yeah. Let the others get out. And, you know, if you have the antibodies, go ahead, go back to work and start getting things going.
Okay, what do you think, Buzzy? Do you buy in on Tony's prediction?
I want to be able to open the economy as soon as possible, right? I mean, if we can do it in a way that we've heard the governors mention, that we're the healthiest, not high risk, can go back to work first, and I know this sounds awful, but kind of use them as a test group, right? Say people who aren't at high risk get back to work, the virus seems to be contained, it doesn't break out again, then we can slowly get people back. I don't think it's going to be a snap your fingers and we're all back to it. And I would be surprised if, and this pains me to say, but I will be surprised if we're playing football in September.
Yeah, I was going to ask that as a separate question, really, because football is so big. It's by far and away the biggest sport we have. Are we going to play football this year? Tony, in your scenario, we would be playing football, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't know. I guess you have to take a look at, you know, where's the curve at that point? We start up, at least for youth football, about middle of July, and that's just about the time high schools get going, colleges are starting, and NFL camps start. Do we need to push that back? I don't know. Again, it's going to all depends on the numbers. Where's the curve? Where are we right now? Are we seeing a second surge? If we see a second surge, forget it.
Okay, let's be realistic now. Your mom or your dad, but especially mom, Junior wants to play youth football. It's September. Would you let Junior play?
I would.
Yeah, well, you have a vested interest.
Yeah, I do, and I'm, you know, I'm constantly
a coach in a youth team. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm being bombarded by team by you know moms out there. You know, coach, are we going to have football? And I tell the same thing. I don't know. It all depends on the numbers.
Knows. Yeah, it does. It does depend on the numbers. I think people are going to be a lot more conservative than some people think when it comes to it's because it's not an inconvenience. It can be a life and death decision. It can be. Now, it probably wouldn't be, but it can be. And that's something I think people would put in the back of their brain when making these kinds of decisions. So can the first question, can we kiss the summer goodbye? And I think we can. That's my impression. We will. I don't think we'll, with those colleges closing and not opening until the first of next year, that says something, especially prestigious colleges like BU and Harvard. So we'll see where that goes.
I was talking last night. I was talking with Jeannie. I told her almost the exact same thing of what you're saying today. I said, you know, if you think about it, everything that we had planned for this summer, the amusement parks, the different things that we like to go to, we're not going to be able to do.
How about my wedding?
Yeah.
How about my wedding? I mean, you talk about youth football. There'll be some tackling involved.
Sandy, try to pick up the safety blitz.
And I'm telling her, she can be the center, and I'll be the quarterback. And I'll wear a helmet.
Omaha, Omaha.
And I'll be calling out Omaha.
Shotgun formation?
Exactly. Hey, go wide. Oh, look at that tight end.
I knew he could still play.
Exactly. She said, you look like you could still play. And I said, no, but I can still coach. All right. The second question is an important one. The first one is, obviously, do you think we can kiss the summer goodbye? Second one is a job fair. If you are an employer and you're looking to hire some people, maybe you can't even meet with them now, but they can certainly send you an email or a text. I want you to shout out, and because we have people listening that need a job. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I want to reply to Tony's reply when we were talking about the first question is, can we kiss the summer goodbye? And I was pointing out that Boston University has canceled live classes until January of 21. And Harvard is looking to do the same thing. And if they're both doing it, there'll be a lot there. Almost all the concerts that we know of have been canceled. I assume some of them might make it, but most of them are gone. The food festivals, whatever, ding, ding, ding. The sports, there's a question of whether baseball's already taking it in the teeth, and they really will. And will football even be played? Having said all that, Tony said that yes, it will be played, and yes, we will come back. And he uses Sweden as an example. And during the break, I was reminded by my cohort here, the woman who has a particular set of skills, that Sweden is quoted as saying that because even though they know people will die, they say, well, that's their choice. They know what the problem is, and if they go and die, they die. Can you imagine the president of the United States or any governor or any county executive say they know what the problems are, if they choose to do it and they die, they die? Tony, can you imagine that in America? Because I can't.
No, no, they would have to spin and say something completely different.
They'd have to
different.
Change it. Yeah. So they would have to say what they are saying. We have to make sure it's fairly. It's never going to be 100% safe, but it's safe enough that generally people could go outside and use some kind of common sense. Let's put it that way. But when people want to make choices that are destructive, look, one of the lead stories yesterday in the Buffalo News, not the paper, just the Buffalo News General, was a spike in overdoses. Overdoses. And they had to carry Narcan around with them for overdosing. Now, you might say, look, you know the dangers of overdosing. You might die, but hey, you know, we got other fish to fry. No, we don't do that. Instead, we arm our police department with Narcan. We save some people more than once in a day, because that's the way we are. We're not like Sweden, and we're not like a lot of other countries. So that would be my reply to that. The second thing we're doing today is a job fair. Now, I'm thinking, because I was sitting there thinking, I really feel badly. I had seen that the Pegula Group laid off 21 people and put 104 more on furlough. So that's 125 people that are no longer working, at least temporarily, with the Pegula Group. So I'm thinking it'd be a terrible time to be an employer, because you might need people to when you reopen, but you can't even reach out to contact them. So what I would like to do is open the phone line to anybody who does hiring. You can be the general manager, you can be the president, the vice president, whatever, of any corporation, any group that you know you're going to have to do some hiring, whether it's one person or 100 people out there that are out there now. But nobody's reaching out, and it's hard for you to reach out, because all we have really is texting. You could do Facebook, I guess, if you wanted to, email, whatever. So you'd come on the air with me and say, hi, you know, I'm president of Acme Flange, and when this is over, I'm going to need 5 people. Here's what the job requirements are. Here's where you'd have to work from. You know, you don't have to put the money in there. That can be at a later date. In fact, I'd advise you not to put the money in there. And then give us your email address. If you're willing to do that, then anybody listening who thinks they might fill the bill can just send you an email with an inquiry or something like that, or your resume. I don't think there's anything illegal about that. The employer's not doing any business. He's just opening his inquiries, coming in on a computer. You don't have to go outside. You can see where the job is, what the job needs, and match up your own qualifications. Guys, you think that's a good idea? You think anybody will do this?
I don't know if they'll do it. I think it's a great idea to get your name out there, especially the email. The question is who's hiring?
Yeah, and you don't have to be hired today. But you will be on the top of the list to be hired when this breaks, and it's going to break. It's just a matter of when. And I'm sure there are people who are in these companies that know that when they give you the green flag, you're going to need some people. Maybe some of the people that you laid off said that they're done anyway. They're retiring or whatever. So you might have 1 or 2 or 3 job openings, who knows what. And then you'd have to start from scratch. And when it does open up, everybody will be trying to get a job at the same time. So it'll be more difficult for the employer and more difficult for the employee. Right now, things are quiet because we're behind the scenes. If you develop a rapport and a favorable resume with a future employer, and then you touch base with them as soon as things open up, and you could have a job. And that would be 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. I decided to only do it that way, hiring, then do it the other way, have people post the call and give their own qualifications, because we've got some goofballs in the audience who will definitely do things that we don't want done. So rather than do that, we keep it straight by having the employer call and say, this is what he's looking for, this is what she's looking for, and here is, you know, here's what the job entails. Okay, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. It is Beach and Company. We have two things to do. Number one would be, are we getting ready to kiss the summer goodbye? If we can borrow the title from our sister station, I think we can kiss the summer goodbye, because most of the things that we like to do in the summer are either not going to be open or prohibited, I would guess. Some things might be open, but if you think about the concerts and the sports, and all of those kinds of things that are huge during the summer being canceled, and colleges like Boston University for sure, and Harvard maybe, not having any live classes until 2021. So I don't know how that's going to work with all the colleges, but certainly they would be important schools making important decisions. So we want to know if there's any life left in the summer, or if we can kiss it all goodbye. The other certainly would be the fact that we're doing a little job fair here. And the way we're going to do it is this. If you are looking to hire somebody, it doesn't have to be today. It could be in a month. It could be in 2 months. It could be in 3 months. Who knows? Okay. We'll let you come on the air with us. Tell us what the job is, what it entails. You don't have to go into the money aspect. That can be determined later with the applicant, okay? What kind of qualifications are necessary, hours, things like that. And just put out your, if you're willing to put out your email address. And the reason I'm doing it this way is that I think it's the safest way to do it, so we won't have any goofballs, you know, fooling around with it. If you're willing to put out your email address, we will broadcast it for you, and you can take the people that are interested in a job and see if you got any out there that are potential employees of yours. Certainly, it's a tough time now with, I mean, the Pagulas just had 21 layoffs and 104 put on furlough on their group of businesses there. So it's 125 people that are different, going to be different with Pagulas. So that got me thinking, what a terrible time to be out of a job when you can't even go out and pound the pavement or get behind that computer and look for a job, really. But in this case, you come on with us and we'll let you do it. And maybe we put some people together with some jobs. Meanwhile, let's see, our text number is 30930. That will come up on the screen here. I have a screen, Buzzy has a screen, and we can see exactly what's going on with the screen. Our phone number is 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. And our Facebook page, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, you got some already on there.
I sure do, Sandy, and we'll start this time with Eric. The question is, can we kiss the summer goodbye, as you said? And Eric said, yes. Unfortunately, I think that summer events will be canceled. However, family time is family time. You have your children and your significant other that you are quarantined with. You will still have to enjoy that beautiful weather together. And what about some social distancing, hanging out in the backyard? Keep it 6 feet apart.
That's what I was thinking of, the backyard. Some of my best memories, although later I would work at Whalum Park, which was probably 500 to 1,000 yards away from where I lived. Still, my most vibrant summer memories are as a family. My aunts would get their families together. We would get our family, and we'd go to Campbell Beach. And everybody would bring food, and we'd rent a couple of boats that were out there, and we had a big family picnic, and it didn't cost much at all because everybody brought food and they shared, and everybody was, luckily for me, were good cooks. And I have wonderful memories of that, and it didn't cost us anything but the gas to get there. And I think there's a small admission to the beach, and that was that. You don't have to, you know, be spending a lot of money to enjoy yourself. So certainly the government won't have much to say about your own backyard. And if you use normal procedures, you should be okay there. I don't know about the 6 foot mark. I did have some relatives that I I would stay away from by 6 feet by my own choice.
Would that be the aunts and uncles that like to pinch the cheeks?
Yeah, and say, oh, he's such a big boy.
My, how you've grown.
Yeah, really. All that. And you'd kind of, you know, squint and hunch down and whatever. But those family deals stay with you the rest of your life. You remember that the rest of your life. And oftentimes when you think back, what were the best times I ever had in my life? Those could be part of them. Let's go to line one. This is Ross. Ross, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ross. What can I do for you?
Well, I run an optical store in North Tonawanda, partner and I, and I'm sure that once this gets over with, we're going to be inundated with new patients, and we're probably looking to hire a licensed optician at that time.
A licensed optician. All right, so we know that that's the professional qualifications, and you're in North Tonawanda. What would the hours generally be? Are they the same, or are they flexible?
It would probably be flexible. We're looking for someone, you know, maybe 30, 35 hours.
Does it matter, man or woman, either gender okay?
No, that doesn't matter.
Okay. So it sounds like that's a job that people would be interested in if they were qualified, and that would be good. Would you like to give us what would be the best way? I think your email address would probably be the best way to do it.
Sure. That would be contact@midcityopticians.com.
contact@midcityopticians.com. Well, good luck to you, Ross. I'm sure there's somebody out there might think that might be the perfect job for me. We got to run now. Thank you for the call. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.